Sechtes Barbasso, Daf Kuf Ayin, four lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Tesam Abayis, and we previously saw a Braisa where Shimon Gamliel stated, Hanesim Matam al Chaveir Vichsel is a star, Chosru Matnosoi, Vicham Oimim Matnosoi Kayames, and the Gemara asks that what is the Pshat in this Machlaikis? And Rabasi tried to explain the Svaras of Machlaikis, however, Rabbi asked a question on that, and based on that question, Rabbi explained that the basis for the Machlaikis between Rab Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon is that Rab Shimon Gamliel holds Oitzis Nixus Bimasira, and Rabbanon hold Enosis Nikdus B'Masira, and it's important to remember that this is a member of Rabbah, as this will come up on Daf Kufayin Amud Aleph. And also, prior to beginning, let's point out that the word Chazaka has many meanings, and in our Gemara, we will sometimes discuss the Chazaka of Gimel Shonim that we spoke about in Perakas Rabbatim, where we know that if Reuven buys a field from Shimon, Reuven was coined with a shtar, and then after 3 years, Shimon comes back as Ma'ara, and he claims that he never sold the field to Reuven, and Reuven already lost his shtar, then we know that the din is that as long as Reuven could bring Edim, that he used the field for 3 years, then he has a chazaka, and even though he doesn't have the shtar, that is not a chasarin. As lemaisa, we don't require someone to guard their shtar forever. In the Geir Kinyonim, we also find the concept of chazaka, and as we know that kaka is nikkes, bekesa b'shtar v'chazaka, and chazaka is where someone is no gadol paras kolshu, then he would be kinyon through a kinyon chazaka. Our Gemara now begins, Tana Rabbanon. We learned to the Braisa, Habol Lidon Bishtar V'Chazaka, Nidon Bishtar Divi Rebbe, that if Reuven is using a Sada and Shimon comes as Ma'ara and he claims that he owns a Sada and Reuven really doesn't own the Sada and Reuven is Toyin, that I have a Shtar that you gave me. I also used the Sada for 3 years. I have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. As we will see, based on different explanations of this Braisa, that potentially Reuven stated that I actually was coining this Sada through a Kinyan of Chazaka where you told me Lechazek V'Kni, and I did a chazaka, and I was no gadu paratz kolshu. The Braisa tells us there's a machlekes between Rebbe and Rab Shimon Gamliel, and Rebbe holds that nidim mishtar, which we'll explain once we learn our Gemara, and Rab Shimon Gamliel oimeh b'chazaka, as Rashbam points out, that according to the Samam Royim that we will see, they will explain that Rab Shimon Gamliel holds that the only way that Reuven will able to prove his ownership is only by proving that he used a sada for 3 years, or by proving that he actually made a kinyan chazaka, and he was no gadu paratz kolshu. According to other ways that we could learn the Braisa, we will have to explain to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold that Apechazaka, that not only would Reuven be able to bring a Raya by bringing the Shtar and showing us that he has the original Shtar, but he'd also be able to bring a Raya by bringing Eden that he used the Sada for 3 years and he had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. We explain this part of the Gemara like the Rashbam, and we will continue to explain the Gemara based on the Rashbam. However, we will also mention that the Yad Ramah actually learns that whenever the Gemara mentions the word Chazaka, it's referring to using the Sada for 3 years and referring to Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and this Gemara is never going to be talking about a case of a Kinyan Chazaka of Nol Gadu Paras Kolshu, which we'll also explain. The Gemara is, but my Kamifli, the Lemaisa, it's a bit vague as to what exactly the Machlekes is between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara wants to understand what is the basis of that Machlekes, and then we'll understand how to explain this Braisa. And as the Gemara continues, Ki Asra of Dimi Abba, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he stated, Ba'isis Nitzvim Mesir Kamifli, that the Machlekes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel is goofy in the Shaila if Isis Nixus bin Mesira or ain't Isis Nixus bin Mesira. And the fear of Dimi, the case of the Braisa is in a scenario where Reuven actually stated that I have a deed, and this deed doesn't say that Shimon sold this field to me, but instead it says that Levi sold this field to Shimon, and then Shimon gave me this deed. Therefore, as the Gemara continues on Daf Kuf Ayin Amud Aleph, Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava ain't Isis Nixus bin Mesira, that since the deed that was given to Reuven did not state that Shimon sold this field to Reuven, and instead said that Levi sold this field to Shimon, and then Shimon just transferred the deed to him and assigned the deed to him, Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that certainly Enosis Nitzvah B'Mesira, therefore Reuven couldn't be coined the Sada through a Kinyan of Shtar, and the only way that he could be coined the Sada is only through a Kinyan Chazaka. Therefore, the way we understand this Braisa is when Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer B'Chazaka, he means to say that the only way that Reuven would be able to prove his ownership is if he brings Edim that Shimon told him Lechazek V'Kni, and he has Edim that he actually made a chazaka, and that was the way he was coined as kaka. As Rashbam states, the kaka nikkes bekesef oy b'shtar mechira u'matana oy b'chazaka. Therefore, even though the deed that was given to Reuven by Shimon is worthless, as lemaisa Shimon didn't make a special deed to effectuate this kinyan, but lemaisa Reuven had a kinyan chazaka. Therefore, now that Reuven also has a cheskas gimel shanim, as he used the sada for 3 years, and he has Edim that he used the sada for 3 years, therefore there is no requirement requirement that he has a shtar. As he's claiming that I made a kinyan originally. However, if Reuven would only have Edim that he used the sada for 3 years, lemaisa, that would not suffice, as it would be a chazaka sheini mataino, as Reuven is not explaining how he was actually coining this sada from Shimon, as lemaisa, the deed that he has is definitely not going to work, since Shimon didn't write a special deed for Reuven, and he only gave him the original deed that he received from Levi, and according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Enoisis Nictus Bimasira. This seems to be the pashas of the way that Rashbam is learning our sugya. However, it's also possible that at this point, according to Rashbam, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is actually teaching us that all that Reuven would have to bring is Eide Chazaka, and once the Edim come and say that we know that Reuven actually made a Chazaka, and he actually was coined the Sada, so then certainly Shimon would not be able to taina that really I never sold it to you, and therefore Reuven wouldn't even need a Chazaka of Gimel Shanim. He wouldn't need Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years, and Lefizeh would come out. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel stated that Reuven has to bring a Raya that he had a Chazaka. It only means the Chesas Kinyan, and it doesn't mean a Chazaka of Shal Shanim at all. And keep in mind that as we mentioned, the Yad Ramah actually learns that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that Enoisis Nix B'Mesira, therefore the Shtar doesn't work, and therefore the only way that Reuven will be able to prove his Bailus is by bringing Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years, and he had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and at that point, even though he claimed that the way I was claiming it was through a shtar, but the Maisa, that's not integral to his Taino, as now that he already had a Chazaka of Gimel Shanim, and he's claiming that I actually bought this Sada from Shimon, that would be considered a Chazaka Shiashim or Taino, and he doesn't have to explain exactly how he was Koino, and with what method he was Koino the Sada from Shimon. Gemara continues, Rebbe Sava, Oisius Nixus B'Mesira, Rebbe holds that Oisius is Nixus B'Mesira, therefore, even though the deed that Shimon gave to Reuven only stated that Levi sold the field to Shimon, but the Maisa by Shimon giving this shtar to Reuven, Reuven was coined the Sada, and therefore, when Reuven comes to Bezdin and wants to prove that he has ownership of the Sada, he could either bring the deed which states that Levi sold the Sada to Shimon, and since Reuven has it in his possession, that will prove that Reuven has ownership of this field, or in the alternative, if Reuven wants, he could bring Edim that he actually used the Sada for 3 years, therefore, even without bringing the original deed, he would still win, as Lamaisi has a Chazaka Sheishim Taino. Before we continue, Agmar just stated that Rebbe holds Oisis Nixon B'Mesira, and Rashbam brings that certainly that is the sheet of Rebbe, as he teaches us in Hamechas Asfina, Shamech Shtah Choyv L'Chaberi, even Shemasalei Seshtah B'Yodai Kona Choyv, and we see that he holds that Oisis Nixon B'Mesira. However, Abdimi just stated that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that in Oisis Nixon B'Mesira, and let us remember that Rabba previously taught us that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Oisis Nixon B'Mesira. Therefore, Agmar continues, Amalei Abaya, that Abaya responded to Rav Dimi, Im Kain Pluktul L'Demar, that if you're going to explain that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Enoisis Nix B'Mesira, then you're being Chalik on Rabba, as Rabba just taught us that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oisis Nix B'Mesira, and Amalei, so Rav Dimi responded to Abaya, B'Tivloig, and what is the big deal if I'll argue on Rabba, as Enochanami, based on the way I'm explaining this Brisa, I hold that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Enoisis Nix B'Mesira, and the Gemara continues, Amalei, and Abaya responded back to Rav Dimi, Hach Kamino Lecha, the Lemaisa, what I was really asking you is, Masnisa Lemitarza Elkimitarzumar, that as we saw on Daf Kuf Samach Tasam Beis, that we tried to explain the machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim based on a different svara that was brought by Rabasi, and Lemaisa, we shlugged that svara up, and therefore the only way to explain the machlekes between the Rabban and Rav Shimon Gamliel was that Rav Shimon Gamliel held the Isis Nix B'Mesira, and Rabban held the Isis Nix B'Mesira. If you can explain this Brisa, the Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that Isis Nix B'Mesira, then Cain, Kashik Rav Shimon Gamliel, out of Rav Shimon Gamliel, then it will come out that the Stira, in the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel, as in one Brisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel clearly holds Isis Nix B'Mesira, and this Brisa, you're telling us that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Ein Isis Nix B'Mesira. Because of this question, Abai is going to explain that it's impossible that the case of the Brisa, where we have the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel, is in a case where Shimon delivered a deed that was originally given to him by Levi, and that stated that Levi sold the field to Shimon. Certainly in that case, everyone agrees that Oisius Nix B'Mesira, therefore Elam Abaya, so Abaya explains Hachem Mayaskinon, that the case of this Brisa is Kegoyin Shinimsa Echemen Karvod Pasol, where we actually had a regular shtar and a regular deed that Shimon delivered to Reuven. The deed was signed by two Edim, and then we find that one of the Edim either carved to one of the Balidinim, or he is Pasol. Therefore, it's as if there are no Edim that are signed onto this deed, and it replicated Rav Meir Rav Lezakam Mifgi, and the Machlek is between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel is based on the same machlekes that we have between Ramei and Rabbi Lezer, Benigei Gittin, which is also a similar machlekes, Benigei regular shtaris, as Reb Rebbe Sabala Krebeleza, Dama Edimisir Karti, as Rebbe holds like Krebeleza, that holds that we don't need Edi Chasima, and the only thing that is required in order to effectuate a transaction is only Edi Masira that saw when Shimon delivered this deed to Reuven. That's why the Brisa taught us if Shimon was Ma'ara on Reuven's ownership, then Reuven has a choice, as either he could bring Edi Chazaka, which will prove that he used the Sada for 3 years, and it's a Chazaka Shiesha Mataino, or Reuven could prove his ownership by bringing out this deed, and even though the Edim that are in the deed are puzzle, but it'll also bring Edim that state that we saw that Shimon gave this deed to you. Once Reuven has Edim Asira, then the Shtar is valid, and as Rashbam points out, Rebbe Sava Karbalezah, Da'am Begitim Perakam Agarish, Eda Edim Chais Mal Get, Elam Play Tekken Oilam, that the only reason why Edim signed on a get is only in Play Tekken Oilam, the Edim Asira Gurim Lakusa Get, as really the Edim Asira are really Gurim, the Kashas of the Get, Benimsa Get Kosha Bixiva, Beloy Edim, El Shay Mysir Lishter Lis Garish Befne Edim, Hadixiv Vichasiv Law, Bixiva Lachub, Beloy Chasim Mari, that is talking about writing a get, and it doesn't mean that Edim have to sign on the get, and as long as I have Edim that witness the handing over the get from the Ish to the Isha, then it will be valid get. In our case as well, even though it was Nimsa Echemen Karvei Pasol, Ke'ilu Ein Edim Mishtar Dami, that's not worse than if there weren't Edim in the Shtar at all. Hilkach Nid Mishtar B'le Edich Hazaka, and therefore you could still use the Shtar, El Shiyavi Edim Shinichtav Nimsa Loi Bifneim, and all that Reuven would have to bring is Edim that they saw the Ksiva, and that the Shtar was given to Reuven in front of them. Shasod Nikloi Bishtar Afo Pishayim Bo Edim, as we explained. Nabaya continues, Reb Shimon Gamliel Savala Karameya Da'ama Edi Chasima Karti, and Reb Shimon Gamliel holds like Karameya that a shtar or a get is only valid if you have two edim that signed in the shtar itself. Since we found Echemen Karve Puzzle, therefore this shtar is lacking edim, and therefore the shtar is not valid. And the only way that Reuven would able to prove that he actually owns the Sada, only by bringing edim that he actually made an actual kinyan chazaka, and he actually was no gadol paratz kolshu. This way, he had a kinyan in the Sada, and either, as we explained previously, he will also have to bring edim that he actually had a cheskes gimel shanim, therefore he has a cheskes shon shanim, and he has a chazaka sheishim mataina. Or we would say that once Reuven brings edim that he actually made a proper kinyan at the time that he claimed that Shimon actually sold him the Sada, so therefore the edim are also saying that Shimon sold him the Sada, and therefore Reuven would not have to bring edim that he actually used the Sada for 3 years. And as we previously explained, going to the Yad Ramah, once Reuven brings edim that he used the Sada for 3 years, and he's claiming that he bought the Sada for Shimon, and at this point it's considered Chazaka Sheishim Mataino, even though he can't explain exactly what Kinnan used at the time of the transaction in order to acquire the Sada. And the Gemara continues that Abaye just explained that Lafi Rebbe, he holds like Rebbe Lezer that holds edim Asira Karti, and therefore even though you Nimsa Echemen Karvei Puzzle, we really don't need those edim. As long as Reuven can bring edim that testify that we actually wrote this shtar, we saw that Shimon gave it to Reuven, then the shtar would be kosher, even though the Apsuli edis that signed in the shtar. However, Zakti Gemara, that's not correct, as V'amr Rab Abba, Meidahir Rab Lezer, Mizuri Petechu Shu Puzzle, the Rab Abba explained that even though Rab Lezer does not require edim, but if there are actually edim that signed in the shtar, and they are puzzle, then that would actually be a chesar in the shtar, and that would be a reisa in the shtar, and the shtar would be considered null and void, even though you have edim sira. Because of this question, we can't explain that the case of the Brisa is talking about a scenario where the shtar was written and there were edim that were psulim that was signed on the shtar. Even if Rebbe would hold like Rebbe Lezer that edim sira karti, we would still say that this shtar is not valid, and therefore it's impossible that you could bring the shtar as a raya to your ownership. Because of this question, Elam Rav Avina, as the Rashbam is Gerus Ravina, and on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, we saw that Kol Abu Chamra, we explained that Ravina's real name was Rebbe Avina. In any case, Ravina explains that HaKol Moidim Shemuzkatnu Leidusim Shal Edim V'nimses Edusim Ziyafah Shu Pasol K'Rababo. Certainly, as we just stated, even Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer would agree that even if we hold Edim Asira Karti, but if Edim that were Psulim actually signed in the Shtar, then certainly that would be a Chesaron in the Shtar, and the Shtar would be null and void, and therefore we can't explain that the case of the Brisa where we saw the Machlekes between Rebbe Ram Shimon Gamliel is as Abaye explained. Therefore, Ravina explains Leinechlu al Bishtash Einol of Edim Klal, that this Brisa is talking about a scenario where Reuven claimed I have a shtar, and the Maisa of the shtar didn't have Edim at all. Therefore, the same Machlekes would apply. The Rebbe Savala Karbaleza Dama Edim Sirikati, as Rebbe holds like Karbaleza that Edim Sirikati. Therefore, as long as Reuven brings Edim that testified that we saw that the Shimon wrote the shtar and that Shimon delivered the shtar to Reuven, then certainly this shtar would be valid, valid. Therefore, Reuven could either bring Edim that proved that the shtar was valid, or he could bring Edim that he already used the sada for 3 years and he has cheska shal shanim. Rav Shimon Gamliel savol akra meya da amei chesimikati. And once again, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds akra meya that idi chesimikati. And since there are no witnesses that are signed on the shtar, therefore the shtar is null and void, and therefore Reuven cannot prove his ownership based on the shtar. And the only way that he'll be able to prove his ownership is either, as we explained before, bringing Edim that he actually made a kinyan chazaka with no gadol parts kol shu, and as we previously explained, that this would be in conjunction and together with Edim will testify that Reuven used the sod for 3 years, he had a cheskas gimel shanim, or potentially Edim that he had a kinyan chazaka would suffice and he wouldn't need other Edim. Once again, lefi di yad ramah, fi Rav Shimon Gamliel, if Reuven brings Edim that he actually used the sod for 3 years, that would be considered chazaka sheishim ratayna, even though he can't explain exactly how he was creating the sada. Before we continue, let's point out that Taisis at the bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Tesam Beis points out that Lemaisa we just stated according to the Teretz and the explanation of this Brisa, according to Abaya and according to Ravina, the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rameya and he holds Edi Chesimikati, and Taisis is that it's clear in the Gemara Masechtas Gittin that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Edi Mesirikati. Taisis explains that although certainly Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Benegei Gittin Edi Mesirikati, however, Benegei a regular shtar, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rameya that Edi Chesimikati Ayin Sham. Gemara now continues with another way to understand the Brisa where we had a machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel in a case where Reuven was using the Sada and Shimon came and was Ma'ara and claimed that I own the Sada and I never sold it to you. The Gemara states that the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel is based on a shayla of Moed B'shtash HaKasvu if Tzarech L'Kaimoy or Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoy. Gemara explains the Rabbi Sava Moed B'shtash HaKasvu or Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoy, Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava Tzarech L'Kaimoy. If he said the case of the Brisa was in a scenario where Reuven claimed that I have a shtar and Shimon said that certainly I actually wrote a shtar where I was going to sell you this sada, but lemaisa I wrote it before I gave it to you, then I lost the shtar and you found it, and lemaisa is not a valid shtar and therefore it shouldn't prove your ownership. Lemaisa Rebbe holds that as long as Reuven will show that he actually has a shtar, then that would be a valid raya and that would prove his ownership. And even though Shimon is the one that actually was mekayim the shtar and stated it's a valid shtar, and then he stated that lemaisa I never gave it to you and I never sold the sada to you, and l'chari we should state hapesha asu hapesha etir. However, Rebbe holds that moed b'shtasha kasvoy ain't tzarech l'kaimoy, and as Rashbam explains, le'domi l'shadinim shapesha asu hapesha etir, and it's not similar to other dinim where we have a klal of pesha asu hapesha etir. The reason is because dinim shtaris are different, as midiraisa we have a klal that edim achsum al shtar is nasa kamisha nechrei dusim bebezdin, and therefore there is really no requirement to go and actually be mekayim shtar. And as Rashbam explains, as even if Shimon would have claimed that I never wrote the shtar, then midiraisa we actually would not be choshed that Reuven created a forgery. However, midrabbanan they were machmer and they stated that in a case where Shimon is ma'arer, then Reuven has to prove that this is a valid shtar. Hilkoch, and therefore ki amkes saftiv, one Shimon stated that I actually wrote this shtar and I wrote this deed. Nehemne l'misha shtar biyadai. Then we actually revert to the original din and we see that Reuven is now nema to say that I didn't commit any fraud. Shimon actually gave me this deed because I bought the sada from Shimon. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Reuven would not be able to use this deed to prove his ownership unless he will bring edim. Shimon actually gave him this deed. The reason is because Rav Shimon actually holds that moed b'shtasha kasvoy is tzarech l'kaimoy, and as Rashbam points out, v'hari kam Rav Shimon nidim chazaka v'loy b'shtar shashtar inu moyloy kol zman shlo niskayim al yidei achayim af al pi shezer ma'ar moed b'shakasvoy di ir oma kasavti v'kaom manami loy misatav loy. Even with the gei shtar we would still have a concept of a pesha asu a pesha heter. Once again, l'fi this akimta of the Gemara, it would come out that Rebbe is stating that Reuven can prove his ownership just by the fact that he brings the shtar, and if he doesn't bring the shtar, then he could prove his ownership through a standard chazaka. However, Shimon Gamliel holds that the only way that Reuven will be able to prove his ownership is either by bringing edim that Shimon told him lechazef akni that Reuven actually made a kinyan, it was no gadol parts, or in the alternative, Reuven could bring edim that would be mekayim the shtar, and then of course we wouldn't believe Shimon as he would no longer have a pesha asu a pesha yeter. The Gemara continued that you just explained that Rebbe holds moed b'shtasha kasvoy in tzarech l'kaimoy, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that moed b'shtasha kasvoy Tosfoy Tzorchel Kaimoy, but Ibchashimin Lu, the Meisen and Brysa that we saw in Bamitzi and Dav Zayin, we see exactly the opposite as the Tanya, as we learned in the Brysa. Shnayim Adukim Mishtar, if two people are holding on to a star, and the two people that are holding on to a star are actually the Malva and Loiva that are in the star, and for example, the star states that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, Malva Omer, and the lender Reuven states, Shalihu, that this star was in my possession, Vinafu many, and I lost the star, Umutsasiv, and then we found it together, Veloiva Omer, Shalchohu, Upuratavilcha, and borrower of Shimon states that although originally this star was in your possession, however, I then paid you back, and therefore you gave me the star, and now I lost it, and we now found it together. Some agurus veloiva ime shalihu upuratavilcha, or some agurus veloiva ime shalcha hoya upuratavilcha. Ultimately, there's machlekes between the Malva and Leiva as to what the status of the shtar is. So Yiskai Meshtar b'chesom of Divi Rebbe. Rebbe hold that Reuven, who is the lender, would have to be mekayim the shtar and prove that this shtar is valid. But once he proved that the shtar is valid, then at this point to the Gemara hold that Reuven would actually have a right to collect the full debt from Shimon, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimei Yachleku, Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that the din is Yachleku, Vavimim, but we had a Shaila, but less later Rebbe Hadatan, could it be that Rebbe doesn't hold of the Mishnah that we learned at the beginning of Masechet Bava Metzia on Daf Beis, that Shnayim Ma'aseh Metalis, that two people are holding a talis, and each one claims that they found it, and each one will swear, and I don't own less than half of the talis, Yachleku, as the din is Yachleku. So the same din should apply over here, that each one should swear that they are entitled to at least half of this loan, and therefore the din should be Yachleku. And why is it that Rebbe argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel? The Gemara continues, V'amar Rava Amar Nachman, and Rava explained in the name of Rav Nachman, B'mekuyim dekuli amalei pligi diyachleku, that certainly if the shtar was already mekuyim, and it was already henpik that was written on the shtar, and Bezin already found out that these edim were valid, and the shtar is valid, certainly Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel both agree that the din would be Yachleku. This would not be any different than the case at the beginning of Shnayim Eichsin. However, keep pligi, where is the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, b'she'ena mekuyim, where the shtar was not yet mekuyim? However, l'maisa, we saw in the Braisa that the borrower stated that you correct it was a valid shtar, as at one point I did owe you this money, and l'maisa, I paid you back, and therefore the shtar is no longer valid. But l'maisa, the leiva was already mekayim the shtar, and he was made b'shtar shekasvoi, and therefore the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is in this halacha, if made b'shtar shekasvoi tzarech l'kaimoi, or in tzarech l'kaimoi. As Rav Nachman explains, Rebbe Sava made b'shtar shekasvoi tzarech l'kaimoi, v'imekayim le'gov y'palga, v'iloi chasbo al-mahu. Rebbe holds that even though Shimon already was made that this shtar was a valid shtar, but the Maisa the Leiva also has a Pesha Asuha Pesha there, and he's stating that I already paid back the Chayiv, and therefore the only way that Reuven will be able to collect at all is only if he actually proves that this shtar is a valid shtar. This way he'll be able to break the Pesha Asuha Pesha there that Shimon has. Certainly once Reuven would bring the Edim that this shtar was valid, he will be able to verify the shtar, then certainly at this point it'll be similar to the case of Masechet Bava Metzia, and therefore the Edim will be Yachleku. What the Rebbe's main point is that if Reuven is not able to be Mekayim the Chesima Se'idim and to be Mekayim the Shtar, then Lemaisa, the only way that we know that the Shtar is valid is only because Shimon agreed that I did write the Shtar and I originally did borrow this money from you, and therefore Shimon would have a Pesha Asuha Pesha Heter, and even though Reuven is holding on to the Shtar, he would not be able to collect anything as it would be considered like Chas B'Alma. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava made B'Shtar Shekosvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi V'Yachleku. Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that even if Reuven would not be able to bring any edim to be able to prove that this is a valid shtar, Lemaitza Shimon already agreed that this is a valid shtar, and Rav Shimon Gamliel hold made b'shtar shekasvoi in tzarech l'kaimoi, and therefore Reuven and Shimon are fighting over a valid shtar, and since both of them are being typhus on the shtar, the din is yachleku. Lemaitza, we now have a stira between the brisa Masechet Bava Metzia and our Gemara. In our Gemara, we explained that Rebbe hold made b'shtar shekasvoi in tzarech l'kaimoi, and the Gemara Bava Metzia we explained that Rebbe hold made b'shtar shekasvoi tzarech l'kaimoi, and we explained in our Gemara Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that tzarech l'kaimoi, and the Gemara in Bava Metzia we stated that Rav Shimon Gamliel hold made b'shtar shekasvoi in tzarech l'kaimoi. The Gemara gives a one word answer, epoch that in a chinami. Let's switch around the shitas of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Gemara Bava Metzia. The way that we should learn the brayso Masechet Bava Metzia is yiskai meshtar b'chesom of divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe Oimei Yachleku, and it'll come out that Rebbe actually holds made b'shtar shekasvoi in tzarech l'kaimoi, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that made b'shtar shekasvoi tzarech l'kaimoi. Kaimai. The Gemara continued, V'yibayisimor, if you want, I could tell you another teretz, that lo ilum leif sepach, and in reality, you don't have to switch around the shitais in Masechet Bar Mitzvah. Really, the original version that we had in Masechet Bar Mitzvah, that Rebbe hold Yiskai Meshtabe Chesomov, and Rashim Gamliel Emeyachleku is correct, and really, Rebbe is the shita that hold that Meidu B'shtasha Kosvay Tzorach L'Kaimai, and Rashim Gamliel is the shita that hold Meidu B'shtasha Kosvay in Tzorach L'Kaimai. Even so, it's not a steer from our Braisa, as the case of our Braisa is not discussing a case of Meidu B'shtasha Kosvay. As the Gemara continues, Alahacha B'levar Kamifli, and the Machleket between Rebbe and Rashim Gamliel in the Braisa that we brought on Daf Kuf Samach Tesem Beis is a completely different Machlekes, and it's based on a Shaila of the concept of Levara, and the Rashbam explains as follows. If Shimon came and was Ma'ara, and he said to Reuven that you have no right to be in the Sada as I own it, and Reuven turns to Shimon and says that I have two tainos, that number one, I have a shtar, and number two, even if I wouldn't have a shtar, I already used the Sada for 3 years, I have Shnei Chazaka. As Rashbam states, Rebbe hold, need the mishtar, even if Reuven would actually bring Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years, that would not suffice, as since Reuven actually also stated that I have my original shtar, therefore Bezin will say to him that you have to bring that shtar to Bezin, and otherwise we won't believe that you actually bought the Sada from Shimon, and even though you have Edim that you used the Sada for 3 years, as Rashbam explains, Eid Chazaka B'loi Shtar Lo Yoyel Lo Kan Ma'acha She'zo'im and Ma'ara Lo Misat and Reuven Lemaisa counterclaimed and stated that I do have a shtar. Certainly, if Reuven wouldn't have mentioned that he had a shtar, then if Reuven would have actually just brought Edim that he used a stud for 3 years, then he would have a chazok shiashim mataino, and he would certainly win. But Lemaisa, since he mentioned that he still has a shtar, so there's an obligation that he has to bring that shtar. Vizeh, when the Braisa stated that according to Rebbe, need the Mishtar, it means that he has to bring a Shtar, even if Reuven brings Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years and he has Shnei Chazaka, that would not suffice. Rashbam continues to explain the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava, need an Ape Chazaka Levada, even though Reuven mentioned I still have my original Shtar, Reuven would still be able to prove his ownership by bringing Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years, as he still would have a Chazaka Sheishim Ataina, and as Rashbam states, certainly, if Reuven would bring the original shtar, then he wouldn't have to bring Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years. As certainly, even though a person may have multiple tainas, he doesn't have to prove all of his tainas in Bezdin. And since if Reuven originally would have stated that I don't have my shtar, as it's after 3 years and I lost my shtar, and as long as Reuven has Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years, then that would suffice. So Kitar Nami Yeshi Shtar Mechazoka Lefir Rav Shimon Gamliel Daily B'Chazoka B'Loi Shtar. According to the way that the Gemara is now learning our original Braisa, then when Rav Shimon Gamliel stayed in the Braisa B'Chazoka, he meant to say Af B'Chazoka, that either Reuven could prove his ownership by bringing the shtar or by bringing Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years and he had Cheska Shal Shonim. The Gemara continued Ki Hod Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and as it's mashed from the Rashbam that his goyer is ki hod rabchir by Yosef have a masik bezuzi by Rab Abba, and he lent money to Rab Abba, and also kamed Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, and at some later point they came to Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, and Rab Abba claimed that he already paid Rab Yitzchak back, and Rab Yitzchak Rab Yosef or Rabchir Rab Yosef claimed that Rab Abba is still holding this money. As the Gemara continues, Omer paratich b'fnei Pliny Pliny, that Rab Abba stated that I paid you back in front of Pliny Pliny, and I had witnesses that witnessed that I actually paid you back. Rabbi Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yitzchak responded to Rabbi Abba, Yavoy Pliny Pliny V'idu, since you're claiming that you paid him back in front of witnesses, so you have to bring those witnesses to testify that they saw that you paid him back. On Malay, so Rabbi Abba responded to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Eloi Osu Lohim Mimnina, V'kai Malon, Amavus Chaveir Be'idim, In the Tzarek Lepar Be'idim, that how can you tell me that the only way that I'll be believed is only if I bring this Edim, if L'maisa the Din is, even in a case where Reuven lent money to Shimon, and he actually had witnesses at that time, even so, there's no requirement that the borrower has to pay the lender back in front of Edim. And even if the borrower would come at a later point and claim that I paid you back, the borrower would be believed, even even if he doesn't have edim, that he paid him back. And l'chayra, why you require me to bring these witnesses? On Malay, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho responded back to Rabbi Abba, Anoa Bahi, Kishmaitzed Masfirli, that l'maisa, I'm passing based on your own psak, the Amrab Abba, Amrab Adabahava, Amrav, as you yourself stated, the name of Adabahava, the name of Rav, Ha'im l'chaveya paratichah b'fnei pleni, that if Shimon owes money to Ruvain, and he goes to Ruvain and states that I paid you back in front of pleni, tzarech shevoinu pleni v'idu, that even though if he wouldn't have mentioned these witnesses, he would be nemah to say that I paid you back and there were no witnesses there. Even so, now that he actually stated that there were witnesses, Shimon would not be believed that he paid Ruvain back unless he actually brings those witnesses to Beis Din, and they will testify that we saw that Shimon paid Ruvain back. Let's keep in mind that this din of Rav Abba seems to be going like the Shita of Rebbe that we had previously. Rebbe previously stated, even though Ruvain could have won just by bringing Edim, that he actually used the Sada for 3 years, but since he mentioned that I still have my original Shtar, therefore Rebbe requires that Ruvain would bring that Shtar into Beis Din, and if he doesn't do so, then he would lose out. If Ruvain only brought Edi Chazaka, that would not suffice, and we saw that Rav Shimon Gamliel was Chilik on Rebbe, and he held as long as you bring your Edi Chazaka, that would suffice. And therefore, our Gemara continues, Amalei, the Rav Abba responded to Rav Yitzchak Nafcho, Rav Gidol Amrav, Halach Kedivir Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Gidol stated in the name of Rav that we do pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Therefore, while it's true that I said that I paid Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef back in front of Edim, but the Maisa, there's no requirement for me to go and prove that I have these Edim. As a Maisa, I should still be Neman to just state I paid you back and there weren't Edim there at all, and therefore I should be believed. Why you require me to bring these Edim? Baba continued with his taina to Rav Yitzchak Nafcho, the Maisa va'af Rebbe loy Omar el Levara, and it's clear that we should pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, as even Rebbe agrees that Ruvain should just be Neman by the fact that he brings Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years, and the only reason why Rebbe required that Ruvain has to bring the actual Shtar is only because he actually mentioned that he has a Shtar. As Rashbam points out, Rebbe Moida, and even Rebbe's Moida, Shem Leitoim Le Yitzarech El Chazak Levada, Vekim Le Havi Plotayu El Kedei Levara, Niroran Divra Rav Shimon Gamliel, She'im Le Lahafsa B'Shul Svas Yasser, and you shouldn't make me lose out just by the fact that I added in extra words, I added in an extra taino. We continue on Daf Kufayin on Beis, and Amalei and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho responded to Rav Abba, and Nanami Levar Kamina, that although you may have a taino, that Rebbe doesn't require someone to actually bring the Shtar if they don't mention the Shtar. My side, passing like Rebbe, that once you do mention a Shtar, then you have to bring a Shtar. Therefore, since by a regular Milva Alpeh, even if you borrowed in front of Edim, generally would not be a requirement for you to bring the Edim to prove that you actually paid back your Chayiv, and you paid your debt back to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef or Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. But Lemaisa, now that you stated that you paid it back in front of Edim, so then I require that you bring Edim to Beis Din. Ayin Rashbam on Daf Kufayin Amud Aleph and Dibur Maskel Kishmaitzech, where Rashbam points out that even according to Rebbe, Umiyu, he also had his Sadi Va'amri Loyo Yidvar Ma'ilam, that if Rabbi Abba would actually bring these Edim, and the Edim would actually state that we never actually saw Rabbi Abba pay back this debt, that would not be a chesaron, and Rabbi Abba would still be believed that he actually paid back the debt, as even though Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho Paskin, that Rabbi Abba has to bring these Edim, Lemaisa, even if the Edim will actually not prove out, and they won't actually testify that they saw Rabbi Abba pay back the debt, will not ultimately cause Rabbi Abba to lose, and Lemaisa, since Rabbi Abba proved out his words, and he brought the Edim, then that would suffice, even if the Edim actually state that we never saw Rabbi Abba pay back, and the reason is, as the Rashbam points out, because the Amrav Perek Shavu Sedeyonim called Milsav Le'Ramilad Inish, since these Edim really knew that there was no purpose of them actually witnessing this, Lemaisa, there's really no requirement to have Edim when someone pays back a Milval Pa, and therefore they didn't actually remember what actually occurred. Although they say Lo'yhoi Dvar Ma'ilam, it still doesn't prove that Rabbi Abba didn't pay it back. Rashbam states V'Hilchas HaKarava V'Nishba Leiva Shepare Upata, as long as Rabbi Abba makes a Shvua that he paid Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Yosef back, then he would not be required to pay Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Yosef. And let's see the Rashbam at the top of Daf Kufayin on the Beis, and Rashbam states Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho responds to Rabbi Abba and Nonami Levar Kamina Klima Karebi Sviuli V'Mlei Bira Dvarv, and if you're not Mavar your word, then Hifsa, then you lose out. V'Chaim Pirish Rabbeinu Zikoni Menachas Kvaidi. My grandfather Rashi also explained this way B'Perek Zabaira Aliba De Rebbe Shetzarach Levara V'Mlei Hevi Shtar Hifsid. In our case, if Reuven actually doesn't bring the Shtar, then Reuven will lose out. And even though generally we pass like Rebbe when he's arguing on a Yochid, Shimon ben Gamliel she'in tzarich levara ka'amar of Gidon Rav l'maisa we pasuk of Shimon ben Gamliel, and you don't have to be mevara passing like the member of Rav Gidon Rav that was brought down by Rav Abba, and l'maisa it's bitzar bia as l'maisa we brought down the member of Rav Gidon the name of Rav that loch kedur Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and we also brought down the member of Abba the name of Adam Bahava the name of Rav that imel chaver peratich b'flei pleni pleni tzarich shavoy pleni pleni v'ido, which seems like we pass like Rebbe tzarich bia. Before we begin the new Mishnah, let us point out that in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Sat Machesem Aleph, Mishnah stated Misha Par Mixes Chayvay VeHishlish Shtari, that if Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon and Shimon comes and pays back $500 to Reuven, and now they have a question as to what to do with the shtar, as the Leiva doesn't want the Malva to keep the shtar, as potentially the Malva could come and claim that he didn't get paid back at all, and the Malva doesn't want the Leiva to take the shtar, as potentially the Leiva could come and claim that I paid back the entire Chayv, and that's why the Malva doesn't have the shtar. Therefore, the Mishnah taught us that Reuven and Shimon placed the shtar with a third party or an escrow agent that they both trusted. And although certainly that would be the best etzah, that both parties could agree on a third party and on an escrow agent, but let's say both parties can't agree on someone that they mutually trust, what should one do in this scenario? And our Mishnah continues and discusses that point. And the Mishnah states, Misha par mixas chayvay, that if Reuven lent Shimon $1,000 and Shimon came and paid $500 back to Reuven, Rabbi Yehuda Yachlef. So Rabbi Yehuda states that they would now rip up the shtar, and then they would write a brand new shtar. The new shtar would state that Shimon owes Reuven $500, even though the original date of the shtar was Tishrei and is now Nisan. They would predate the shtar, and they would date it based on the original date of the loan. Therefore, Reuven would not lose out anything, as Lemaisa he could still be Goiva from his Zmana Rishayin. He could still be Goiva from the Lekuchais. However, Rabbi Yehuda states Yichdev Sheva that the Malva could force the Leiva to take a receipt. Leiva would now have the obligation to guard his shaver and to make sure that nothing happens to his receipt, as if he will lose his shaver or if Achbarim will eat the shaver. And of course, there's a potential that the Malva will come and reclaim the entire amount of the loan. He could still claim that the Leiva never paid him back anything and the Leiva still owes him $1,000. The Mishnah tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rabbi Yasi, Nim Tzizet, Tzarech Liyas, Shem Shaver Min Achbarim, and it's not fair to actually require the Leiva to receive a receipt. And it's not fair to require the Leiva to continuously watch his Sheva and Amr Rabbi Yasi, but Rabbi Yasi responded back to Rabbi Yehuda, Kach Yofaloi V'Leyer Kreich Shozeh, that this is actually more proper, and as we know, Eved Leiva Leish Malva, and it's not proper that he should actually ruin the Koyach of the Malva and require the Malva to change the Shtar and to write a brand new Shtar. As Rashbam states, Amr Rabbi Yasi, Kein Yofaloi L'Malva Shia Leiva B'Daiga Shima Sheva V'Leha Malva, the Eved Leiva Leish Malva K'tamina B'Gemara V'Leyer Kreich Shozeh. And as we will see when we learn the Gemara, that the Braisa will teach us that Rabbi Yasi's Svara is that by the fact that the Leiva has to guard his Sheva, so that will actually incentivize the Leiva to pay back the rest of the Chayv as quickly as possible in order to make sure that he doesn't lose his receipt in the interim period. Our Gemara begins, Amrav Huna Amrav, Rabbi Huna stated the name of Rav, Ein Alacha, Leik Rabbi Yehuda, Leik Rabbi Yasi, that Alacha doesn't follow the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and it doesn't follow Rabbi Yasi, Ela Bezdim Mekarna Shta. That although Rabbi Yehuda seemed to state that Yachlef and the Edom will be able to write a brand new shtar, however Rav makes one slight shinui and he says that the Edom cannot write the shtar and instead they would have to go to Bezdin. Bezdin would rip up the previous shtar and they would write a brand new shtar Mizman Rishayin. The Gemara continues, Umbele Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman responded to Rav Huna, Va'amri lo Rav Yemi Ba'abla Rav Huna, and some say it was Rabbi Yemi Ba'abla that said to Rav Huna, Ishmile Rav Habraisa, if Rav would have heard the following braisa, the Tanya, as we learned to the braisa, Edom Mekarnes Hashtar, because the Shtar Acher Mizman Rishayin, that Edom actually rip up the original Shtar and they write a brand new Shtar for the Malva from the original Zman, have a Hadabay, then Rav would have passed like Rabbi Yehuda, and as Rashbam states, the Mali Bezdin, Mali Edom, as the Khir, what is the difference if Edom is writing the new Shtar or if Bezdin is writing the new Shtar? The Gemara continues, on Malay, Rav Huna responded either to Rav Nachman or to Rav Yemi Ba'abba, that Shmirle, that Rav heard this brisa, and even so, he wasn't chayzer, and he still held that Halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that Edom cannot write this new shtar, and instead, Bezdin will write this new shtar, Mizman Rishayin. Rav Huna explains the svar of Rav, and we continue on Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, as Bishlem Beidini, Alim Alef Kuya Mimoina, Bishlem, if Bezdin will rip up the original shtar, and will now write a new shtar, and they will write it Mizman Rishayin, although generally we have a din that shtar muktim is puzzle, there's a potential that you'll be given. Al Kuchais from an earlier time frame, and they have no way way to protect themselves, but Lemaisa, in our case, since it was an original shtar, it had the original date, and now Bezdin will also write that original date, that won't harm the Lukuchais, and Bezdin has a right to do so, as Lemaisa is a din of Hefka Bezdin Hefka, as the Tap Rashbam on Daf Kuf Ayin Alf from an Alf states, Bishleim Beidina Mekaren Umachlif Ben Acher Bekoisneisim Mizman Rishoin, Litrev Shiloi Kedin Mizman Rishoin, the Menadin Loi Olim Shtar, Lemitrev Elim Yoim Shikosav Eilach, El Bezdin Alimi Mafkiyam Amaino, the Hefka Bezdin Hefka Kenaf Glom Beilah Nachlois. However, Huna continues, El Eidim Shasu Shlichuson, Chayzen Vaisu Shlichuson, do you think that Eidim, that originally were asked to write the Shtar, now have a Koyach to write in another Shtar and make the Shtar Mizman Rishoin? They don't have the Koyach of Bezdin, and there is no din of Hefka Bezdin Hefka, Benegeya Eidim. Therefore, certainly Eidim would not have the power to predate the Shtar, and as Rashbam states, El Eidim Shasu Shlichuson, Lichtav Lahid Bishtar Rishoin, Hey Chayzen Vaisu Shlichus Umin Naslam Koyach Zeh, Ayin Sham. We learned our sugya like the Rashbam. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem that learns the din of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah differently, and he learned that Rabbi Yehuda never stated that the Eidim would actually be able to write an additional shtar and write that Mizman Rishon, and instead they'll rip up the first shtar and they'll write a new shtar, and that shtar will only be written in Mizman Hasheni. As Rabbeinu Geshem states, Rabbi Yehuda im yachlof shtaroi v'yichtev shtar acha min ha-meisteh bilvad v'yikre shtar Rishon v'yichtev zman shtar sheni min oisei yoyim shi'yipar le'a mitzvos v'al yichtev mizman ksivis shtar Rishon l'fi shekivin shenikra le'motzi tarif l'mafreya mizman ha-halva elu min yoyim ksivis shtar sheni tarif l'kuchos. Certainly l'fi Rabbeinu Geshem, the Lashon Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah that stated kach yofoloi v'le'yir k'eche shozeh seems to make a lot of sense, and as Rabbeinu Geshem himself states, v'al yir k'eche shozeh nichtav lo yizmane mishas priya mutav shi'yir k'eche shaloiva mishum de'evad loiva l'ishmalva. As l'chira, it doesn't make sense that the malva should lose out by the fact that loiva prepaid him. Why should the malva now only be able to collect min al-kuchais from the second zman and not from the original zman? However, of course, you have to work out the end of our sugya l'fi Rabbeinu Geshem, as it's not as clear how to learn the rest of the sugya, and Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who goes through the entire sugya based on his derech, Ayin Sham, and Ayin Meiri, who learns like Rabbeinu Geshem, and the Meiri states, Rabbi Yehuda im yachlef rotzloim ish yicht leishtam in anisha, v'yikra esurisha, and v'nimsa mafsim malvas chus kadimasai, shwein kreis leishtah sheni elim ayoyim. And similarly, the Ramban states, kach yofaloi v'leyer kreich shozeh, hachi kama, ken yofaloi v'atzmai shleyer kreich shil malvo, lachlef shtori luzman sheni, shim hoya oisekein, leo malvo reitza lakawi mena purayin lachatzayin, shleyafsi shibuda mizman rishoyin, v'takana gedoyli hi leleiva, lakawi mena purayin lachatzayin, v'oy yofaloi shleyhei neyodelis b'fnei lovin, in shom. And before finishing, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ayin Alf Amin Alf stated, bishleim beidini alimu lafkuyim mayna, and Rashi explains, klema afilu lafkuyim mayna, v'koshkin hocha de lavafka gemurhi, and over here, it's not mamashafka, l'fishik fachoyo alakuchis mishubadun l'malvazu, ayin shom. The Gemara then stated, Eidnim shasu shlichuson, chayz vayisu shlichuson, perish, hechi shtabdu nichosim bishtarim shal elu, shayisin achshav me'atzman, v'afal pi, shu oimel hem lichtoiv, loy kalhimnu lishabed achshav nichosim mafreya, v'im mipnei ashtar rishoin, kivin sha'at machlifoi, nimchol shibudoi, v'areu kumi she'enoi, and therefore it's considered like a brand new shibud. Certainly Eidnim can't sign on a shtar muktam, ayin shom, and we will stop over here.